O Sacrament, most holy, O Sacrament divine.
All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be. Stand for the Word of God. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they responded, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? And how can he say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. Now raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Many say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. In our holy hour that we have this evening, which culminates with benediction, the blessing, then the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Sometimes it's a good idea to remind ourselves, what are the effects of Holy Communion? And St. Thomas Aquinas, the angelic doctor, makes a parallel between the sacraments and our physical life. So it makes a parallel between the sacraments and our physical life. And he mentions the parallel between having a good meal and receiving the Eucharist. Because every sacrament that we receive has a specific sacramental effect. The sacramental effect of confession is that of healing. So sin wounds us. Whereas confession, we encounter Jesus, the divine physician. He really does heal us. Okay, communion has many effects, and communion is the greatest of all sacraments. And Thomas Aquinas says that every sacrament should be directing itself toward the Eucharist. Like maybe you've seen a fulcrum where you have like a wheel, and you got six spokes that are jutting out or entering into the wheel. That's the image that Aquinas gives, that the arrows that are pointing in, they all converge. They connect in the center, the fulcrum, okay, the center. So all the sacrament receive should bring us to the Eucharist. Holy orders, the purpose of holy orders is to confect the Eucharist, right? When we celebrate holy matrimony, we usually do it in the context of a Mass. The anointing of the sick technically is best to celebrate during the context of a Mass. No? Confirmation we have in 2 weeks. The bishop's going to come. He's going to celebrate a Mass and then give confirmation in that context. So the sacraments all have to direct us toward the Most Holy Eucharist. So three effects that Aquinas would give in parallel to a good meal. A good meal nourishes us. A good meal restores our strength. And a good meal comforts us. That's Aquinas. I like that. Good meal nourishes us. And it strengthens us after we've maybe expended a lot of energy during the course of the work. But a good meal, it comforts us too. So when you receive the Eucharist, remember what Aquinas says. Of course, the best effect of the Eucharist is that if we receive it, we will have, as Jesus said, we'll have eternal life. A couple of weeks ago, I gave a talk in St. Faustina, and one of the things she said, I gave a talk 3 weeks about the Eucharist. And she said this, every time we receive the Eucharist well, we're closer to heaven. We already have heaven within us because the kingdom of God is within us. But every time we receive the Eucharist, well, we're closer to our final destiny, which is heaven. So the best way to prepare us for our eternal reward in heaven is to receive heaven and earth, which is the Eucharist. And one of the best ways to prepare for receiving the Eucharist is to make a holy hour before it. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing right now. Our holy hour in preparation to this encounter with the Eucharistic Lord. Amen.